Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I'm telling you, it's time to shut the mother trucker down. Shut the mother trucker down. Shut this country down. Shut all 50 state capitals down. Shut Washington, D.C. down. Shut this mother trucker down. And burn our vaccine cards in D.C. One of my fans, Jim, just sent me a great line. This was from a speech in Berkeley. This was the Berkeley Free Speech Movement in 1964. And here's what they said. This is Mario Savio of the Berkeley Free Speech Movement. And it applies to today. These were the radical liberals, revolutionaries in 1964. There is a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can no longer take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears, and upon the wheels, and upon the levers, and upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all. This was Mario Savio at a Berkeley Free Speech Movement event in December of 1964. Thank you, Jim, for sending this to me. It applies to today. Let's shut this mother trucker down with hundreds of thousands of trucks shutting down every state capital, shutting down highways, shutting down the southern border with Mexico, and most importantly, shutting down Washington, D.C. And watch tens of millions, maybe 50 million Americans, come into the streets and line the highways and support them. 1.4 million Canadians came into the streets in just Ottawa on one day, if you were listening, in hour number one. That was my guest in hour number one. It was Pat King, the man who put together the Canadian Freedom Convoy. 1.4 million Canadians came into the streets last Saturday in Ottawa. In one Canadian city. 4 million Canadians in a country that's tiny compared to America. And a country that never believed in freedom like America. Canada was never built with mother truckers. Canada was never built with people that ran away from other countries where everybody's a tyrant. Canada's never been as angry as Americans. Never been. What we could do with this thing? Millions will line the highways. Millions will line the streets. And what this proves in Canada is that everyone isn't vaccinated. Everyone isn't behind the vaccine. Everyone isn't behind the vaccine mandates. Lots of us are ready to burn it down. Shut this mother trucker down. Open your windows and scream, we're not taking this anymore. And it's not just the vaccine mandates. It's the mask mandates. It's the lockdowns. It's the impingement of our freedom. It's the open borders. It's the taxes. It's the regulations. It's the craziness from this loser, Mayor Pete. Kamala has her job because she's black. Mayor Pete has his job because he's gay. Joe Biden has his job because he was a white old man, and they thought he'd be the least threatening. The Democrat Party bases everything on race, but nothing's based on qualifications. So Joe Biden was never qualified to be president. Mayor Pete is a small-town mayor. He was never qualified to be transportation secretary. Kamala Harris is a loser who slept her way to the top. She was on top of Willie Brown. That's the only reason she ever had a job. She's not qualified to be the number two person in America. The Democrat Party is ruining our country with people who aren't qualified for the job. And so now you've got a Mayor Pete who's the reason we have a supply chain nightmare, because he was off with his husband, making out with his husband and his new babies on paid leave for 3 months right before Christmas in the middle of a supply chain nightmare. That's what you get when you name someone who's a small town mayor and his only qualification is being gay as transportation secretary. And now the son of a you-know-what. I can say that on the air, right, Chris? Do it with anger? Why is doing it with anger matter? Everything I do is with anger. The whole show is anger. What are you talking about? Now the son of a bitch, Mayor Pete, thinks he's the big shot who's in charge of all the transportation. And his view goes. And nothing else matters. Now he wants, what do they call those cameras? Speeding cameras? They're like speed trap cameras. He wants them on every inch of America's highways. Traffic cams. Traffic cameras, but they're speeding trap cameras. He wants them on every inch of our highways, every inch of our roads. He wants to give billions away. You know the cities, the counties, and the states. They want those billions. They never turn them down. They're desperate for them. They beg for them. They get on their knees for them. And he will offer the dangle the money in front of them only if they literally reduce speed limits across America and put up speed trap cameras, traffic cams, all over America, which is exactly what they've got all over Europe. You can't go more than 60 miles an hour on a highway in Europe, or you get a ticket mailed in the mail. If you do it for three cameras in a row, you get three tickets. Your life is ruined. There's no freedom in Europe. There's no way to drive a nice car in Europe. What do you think people pay $120,000 for a Porsche for? You think it's because they want to go 61? You don't think people want to have fun in America? Screw you. Screw these people. They all have the same sick, mentally ill mindset. If one person dies in a traffic accident, that means everyone has to go slow for the rest of their lives. If one person dies of COVID, we've all got to be locked down and shut down. It's the sickest way of thinking. It's a scaredy cat way of thinking. It's a pussy cat way of thinking. America was founded by people who wanted freedom, and they're willing to risk and die for that freedom. And I want to drive fast. Screw you. And I'm willing to face COVID. Screw you. I'll never shut my business down. I'll never stop going out to eat. I don't need your stupid, useless, dangerous, poisonous vaccine to go out to eat. Screw you. It's time to stand up to these crazy people. My buddy Lee in Florida just sent me a text that they want to pass a law, liberals want to pass a law that says you can't have a gas stove anymore. You can't have a gas stove in your home anymore. They want to make it illegal. I know, I think it's New York City they passed a law. I believe it's already passed. I don't think it's a proposed bill. They passed a law that says no new building can have gas lines anymore. Which means everything has to be electric. Do you know how expensive it is to cook with electric and to heat with electric and to live with electric as opposed to the completely inexpensive natural gas? Do you have any idea what they're doing to our lives? Do you have any idea? You're going to be living in a tiny one-bedroom studio or one-bedroom apartment for the rest of your life that's the size of my closet. And you're going to get an $800 a month gas bill. Excuse me, it won't be a gas bill because they're going to outlaw gas. It'll be an electric bill. It'll be $800 a month for a closet. And that's how they live right now in Europe. They ride their little bikes to work. They live in a closet. They have $800 electric bills. And they think it's all wonderful. They want to live a life of social justice, fairness, and equality so that we could protect the environment. You little loser pussycats. My God, this isn't America. Stand up and fight these people. They're freaks. That's what they are. Look at them. They're freaks. The entire Democrat Party is freaks. And they believe in the life that nobody ever came to America for. We came to America to escape people like this. You know, Yellowstone is a very conservative type of TV show. And it's the biggest hit in America. And the spinoff of Yellowstone is 1883. And I was watching 1883 the other day. What a fantastic show. And the poor immigrant from Germany, when they asked him to get across a river as a pioneer, he said, I can't swim. And the American, Sam Elliott, looked at him like, what do you mean you can't swim? Everybody swims. And he said, it's illegal to swim from where I come from. And Sam Elliott looked at him and said, what do you mean it's illegal to swim? And he said, it's illegal to do everything where I come from except pay taxes. And that's the line that we all need to memorize for the rest of our lives. That's what liberals want to do to you. They want to make it illegal to do everything except pay taxes. That's why people died to get away from Europe and away from China and away from Mexico and away from Russia and away from Cuba and away from Venezuela and away from communist tyrants with that mentality. He said they whipped the dead after they drowned in the river for the crime of getting in the river in the first place. If you got in the river and you drowned while you're dead, when they pull you out, they whipped you so your relatives and others would see and get the message. That's why people came to America for freedom. They risked death. Many of them died to get away from psychopaths, murderers, tyrants, dictators of Europe, communists. That's what the Democratic Party is here. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne on the Roots, we're on Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Welcome back to the show. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? I've seen so many studies about vitamin D and its effect on your health. It's always a positive effect. It's also, easy for me to say, it's also study after study have shown that low levels of vitamin D do the exact opposite. They lead to bad health. A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates drop dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners, go sonsofliberty.com. That's the website. Go. SonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go SonsOfLiberty.com and make sure you use the code WAR15 to get 15% off forever. WAR15 for Wayne Allyn Root. Show him you're a friend of Wayne and you get 15% off forever. Go SonsOfLiberty.com. All right, I spent the first segment of this hour talking about some really bad, nasty people. Let me throw in another one, Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg's a bad, nasty person. She basically whitewashed the entire Holocaust. That's right, on The View the other day. I mean, sickening. Sickening what she did. Sickening. I'll tell you more about it later on in this hour. But there's a lot of bad people out there. Whoopi Goldberg basically said that the Holocaust wasn't about Jews. It wasn't about race. How could it be about race? Because it was white people doing something to white people, meaning white Christian Germans murdering white Jews. So she doesn't think it had anything to do with race. Sorry, Whoopi, it had everything to do with race. The entire Reich, the entire Third Reich, the entire Hitler era, the entire Nazi era was all about murdering Jews. Their solution to every problem in the world was murdering Jews. It had everything to do with Jews, despite Jews being white and white Germans being white. It was still about hatred, racism, anti-Semitism, and Jews. So Whoopi's in hot water and they get fired. Insiders say at ABC, who knows? Another bad guy, Joe Biden. The Biden regime rescinds deportation of an illegal alien who killed a 19-year-old girl in a new program to reduce removals, meaning reduce deportations. But they don't mean reduce it with like some guy who they just caught going through a red light. They're taking 19-year-old Adrienne Sophia was ejected from her car and killed when a drunk driver in Houston, Heriberto Fuerte Padilla, an illegal alien, was driving drunk at 1:30 in the afternoon. She was ejected from her car and killed. And they want to stop his deportation. They rescind it. They have stopped it. So when you talk about bad guys, lots of bad guys and gals out there, the other side is evil. I've said this on the show. I'm done. I'm throwing the gauntlet down. This is good versus evil. Now let me tell you a sad story about good. About good. Because you can't replace good. You can't replace the angels. When an angel is lost, you can never replace them. Larry Greenfield was one of my great friends for 20 years. Larry Greenfield, a big shot at the Republican Jewish Coalition, the director of the state of California, later the director of both California and Nevada, and that's how I came to meet him around 2002, so I've known him 20 years. And I started the Nevada chapter of the Republican Jewish Coalition. I was the director, and the guy who oversaw my state of Nevada chapter was Larry Greenfield. And we became fast friends, not only over politics, not only over our love for America and our love for the Republican Party and our love for Israel, but also we both had a great love for gambling. He was a great poker player. And he was so in awe of my love and my success at sports gambling. And he loved NFL football. I loved NFL football. He loved gambling on NFL football. I loved gambling on NFL football. So he was just a great American. He passed away literally just a few days ago. It was a great shock. He's my second great friend, also a Jewish Republican, Jared Weiss, who passed away in early November, and now Larry Greenfield in late January. Both of them young. Jared, 49. Larry was, I believe, 57. He was brilliant. Graduated Berkeley, Georgetown Law School, U.S. Navy Intelligence, a military veteran. A great American, Larry Greenfield. You can never replace a guy like him. A speaker, an author, he spoke at so many events around Los Angeles and Las Vegas, he spoke at synagogues, and he was just at my wedding in November, and he passed away over the weekend. We love you, Larry Greenfield. Rest in peace. God bless you. I know you're in heaven.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
two officers at a college in Virginia are dead after a campus shooting. Bridgewater College President David Bushman sent out an email to staff and students announcing their deaths Tuesday afternoon. He identified the late officers as campus police officer John Painter and campus safety officer J.J. Jefferson. A suspect has been arrested and an investigation is ongoing. Nearly 47.5 million workers left their jobs last year. That's according to the Labor Department. Its job openings and labor turnover report said 4.3 million quit in December. The overall figure for 2021 is more than 5 million over the total from 2019 prior to the pandemic. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendover.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Richard, welcome back to the show. I want to tell you a real story about our sponsor, Hero 2020. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and they forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car, and he reached for his Hero 2020 powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to run away. And the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired. No lives were lost. This is what Hero 2020 is all about. It's a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero 2020. State law restrictions may apply. Hero2020.com. We still working on our guest? All right. No problem. Here is our... Here's our story about Whoopi Goldberg. I told you I'd get to it. Insiders at ABC are saying Whoopi Goldberg is in deep you-know-what after her comments on the Holocaust Monday. She repeatedly said the Holocaust had nothing to do with race. It's not about race. It's about man's inhumanity to man. That's what it's about. She refused to admit it's about Jews, when in reality it was about Nazis killing Jews. I know. I'm a Jew. My relatives died in the Holocaust. My relatives hid in basements and attics in the Holocaust and lost everything they had. They didn't take anything away from anyone but Jews. Sparks fly as the View panel confronts Whoopi after she says the Holocaust isn't about race. No, it's not about race. But it's about what? Man's inhumanity to man. Whoopi Goldberg walked back her comments Monday evening and issued an apology. I now understand why, now, and for that, I'm deeply, deeply grateful, because the information I got was really helpful and helped me understand some different things. Okay. According to Page Six, Whoopi's apology isn't good enough, and ABC insiders are demanding she be fired. Sources told Page Six Whoopi's agents are panicking that she may have ruined herself for good. There's growing fury inside ABC. She says the reason it wasn't about race is because Nazis and Jews are both white. She doubled down on the claim on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Monday and then stated on Twitter, I stand corrected. However, sources tell Page Six, that's the New York Post, staffers and fellow hosts on The View as well as insiders at Disney are furious that Goldberg has not been disciplined. ABC staffers and Disney Network execs are saying Whoopi went way too far, and board members are not happy with their apology, want a fuller retraction. Yeah, fuller retraction, but they're not going to fire her. They'd fire me because I tell people at the vaccine, even though everyone has a right to get it, and if you want it, I say get it. No one's going to stop you, but if you don't want it, you shouldn't have to get it. But the fact that I point out the numbers from all around the world, that makes me a bad person. ABC would fire me over that. But try to save lives. But Whoopi Goldberg won't be fired, I guarantee you. She might get punished a little more, just a little more. They'll give her a week off or a couple of days off. By the way, real COVID numbers from Australia's largest state, New South Wales, I believe that's where Sydney is. Every day, the Australian state of New South Wales reports COVID deaths by age and vaccination status. Unlike American figures, these do not depend on inaccurate hospital reporting of vaccination status. They're not manipulated or age-adjusted. They're as close to real-time data as exists anywhere in the world. And New South Wales now reports that, let me get to the number here, in the last 15 days, of the 552 people who died of COVID in New South Wales, 417 were vaccinated compared to 135 who were unvaccinated. And by the way, 49 of them had just gotten their booster. They died in the last week after getting their booster, including a man in his 30s who had no pre-existing conditions. 76% of deaths in the state that includes Sydney, Australia, since mid-January, are vaccinated people. This pandemic of the unvaccinated is the biggest lie ever told. That brings us to our guest, who's now become my hero, Pat King. He started the Canadian Freedom Convoy. You can follow him on Facebook at The Real Pat King. Facebook.com/TheRealPatKing. Pat King. He's the guy that got the Canadian Freedom Convoy going that's now blocking the border and blocking Ottawa, the capital of Canada, and making Justin Trudeau run like a scared little wussy into isolation. Meanwhile, Justin Trudeau has COVID after being triple vaxxed. Pat King, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Show from up above, our neighbors from up above. How are you, Pat?
Hey, Wayne. I'm doing really good, actually. Can't ask to be any better than this. It's quite an exciting time to be alive.
It is. Well, it's an exciting time to be alive. It's a scary time to be alive, too. Your plan for truckers to shut down Ottawa, which is your version of Washington, D.C., in response to these horrible COVID mandates, tell us exactly what's happening. I heard they're sending in SWAT teams, and we don't know what to expect. Maybe there's going to be a bloodbath like Tiananmen Square, or maybe they're just going to arrest everybody, and it'll cause fights, or maybe nothing will happen, and you guys will make government stand down, like that one guy in Tiananmen Square made the tank stand down and changed everything in those days in China. I hope you can change everything. Tell us what's happening.
Well, just to reestablish this, there is no SWAT teams. There is no police presence that is aggressive. Actually, the police are helping us carry food in to the truckers because we've got the whole city gridlocked pretty much, the downtown section anyway. The fuel that they're denying us to get in because they're pretty much trying to dry us out, is getting snuck in to the trucks so that through covert ops to try and bring in, terry cans of diesels for these trucks. But, you know what? All in all, Wayne, it's totally peaceful. Everybody's having a great time. There's dance parties down on the hill. There's DJs, light shows, you know, just a, I've been describing it as one of the largest tailgate parties in Canadian history.
It's so funny because I ran a conservative website yesterday, three different stories about SWAT teams being sent to take down the truckers, and none of that is happening. I'm very glad to hear that. It's just funny that they had videos interviewing people saying they saw the SWAT trucks going by and the SWAT's coming now, and I'm glad to hear that's not happening. You've got truckers that are blocking, I believe, a border with the United States and Canada and near Montana, and you've also got lots of truckers filling the streets of Ottawa, which is your version of Washington, D.C. Am I correct in where the truckers have all congregated?
So we've got basically eight streets in downtown Ottawa, eight major arteries in Ottawa blocked. But we have them blocked in a manner that we can still get emergency people in and out. So we're not impeding on the emergency response of the Ottawa Police Services or the EMS services or anything like that. We're actually doing this very respectfully and very, very professionally. We've got side streets open for traffic to shuttle in and out. We're not really putting a hamper on it too much. But what is the big part is the horns. These guys have fog horns. They've got ship horns. They've got train horns. And it's like the horns of heaven are just bellowing in downtown Ottawa. People are saying they can hear the horns 100 kilometers away. It's so loud.
How many trucks are part of your Canadian convoy?
At last count from OPP, it was 57,000.
Holy crap. And I heard you've inspired truckers in the United States now. They're talking about they want to get together 700,000 trucks to stretch from California to Washington, D.C. and block all the highways and just block the entire D.C. when they all get there. Have you spoken to American truckers that you've inspired?
I've had a few conversations with a few on social media, none with anybody that's doing anything to coordinate or organize anything. The same when you said with the border blockades that are happening in Alberta and Montana. I'm not sure who's doing that. It isn't us, but I do know people are doing that in solidarity with us to show their support across the globe. Across the continent of North America, as well as across the globe. So you've got countries all over Europe that are doing it. Australia's doing it. France. Where was the other one? India was doing a little one. And a few places in some small countries. But there is a global a global support network of people that are seeing hope again. They're seeing that people can actually make a difference without ever having to be violent or without ever having to be disruptive to daily living. We can do this respectfully, but understand that our truck drivers, they're professionals. They are professional drivers. They know what they're doing. Their logistics and their coordination and their dispatch is impeccable.
You know, it's funny, Pat, because I'm a blue-collar son of a butcher, but I went to an Ivy League school, graduated valedictorian in my class, got into Columbia University, and I found a bunch of really rich, smart kids who got great SAT scores, but they were all idiots when it comes to common sense. And I've always said that I'm a person who feels more at home with butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, and truckers than I ever would be with Ivy Leaguers who I think have no common sense. And, of course, every Ivy Leaguer in America is a big liberal, in America meaning a communist, a leftist, a Democrat, and I'm sure in Canada it's the same thing. And all the fancy degrees, they have no common sense, but I love the truckers. You guys have common sense, and the common sense is that this vaccine is dangerous, and we have a right to decline it. We don't have to say no one should get it. If you want it, get it. But I assume you agree, if someone wants it, get it. If they don't want it, they should not be forced to get it, and that's what this is all about. The music is on. Pat, can I ask you to wait 5 minutes and stay for the other side of the break? And yeah, great. All right, so be ready to answer that question when we get back. Exactly what does the mandate mean to you and your truckers, and why are you so against, or so many truckers, against the vaccine, just like I am, by the way. I will never take the vaccine. I will never let any of my kids take the vaccine. I won't let my wife take the vaccine. We're not taking that vaccine. I believe it's dangerous, it's deadly, it's poisonous. But if someone wants it, God bless you, go take it. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allyn Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allyn Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, Wayne Allyn, welcome back to... Wayne Allyn, we're on Unfiltered on USA Radio. The Root's on fire. We got Pat King with us, who started the Canadian Freedom Convoy. Follow him on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheRealPatKing. So I've got so many questions for you, Pat. I'm not even going to do the live read. I'm going to go straight to you. Only for you would I do this. You're the first guest other than President Trump where I didn't do the live read to thank our sponsor because I want to get every second in with you. I've got audience members asking me about gasoline. You got 57,000 trucks blocking and convoying. And how do they how does the gas last? How do you get them gas?
Well, right now we use what's just slip tanks, which are in the back of pickup trucks for the ones that are gridlocked on the city streets. We're bringing in diesel jerry cans full of diesel. And then we're also, so picture this. You have a road triple wide blocked with trucks. Now we have access in the back and we have access out the front. So we move two trucks out to a fueling station while two trucks move forward. And then vice versa, two trucks come in the back and take up position.
And who's paying for all this? Wait, who's paying for all this gas? How do you have the money to fuel up 57,000 trucks? Tell everybody out there what you've accomplished on GoFundMe.
So, what the Canadians and people all around the world who want to see this happen and want to see this take place because they know stuff is wrong, they've dug in deep into their pockets and they've donated money to a GoFundMe page, which we've been able to successfully raise just over $9 million.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Yeah. What about the citizens? So, I heard there were citizens coming out all over Canada lining the highways to watch your trucks go by. Is that right?
Lining the highways. They were in the roads. They were high-fiving. They were trying to jump on our trucks. They were throwing fireworks. There was kids giving us cookies and crying and people on their knees praying. And people just the amount of support when we rolled down the highway not knowing what we were getting into and then seeing what we were getting into was just absolutely profound. Never saw anything like that in my life.
Pat King is the man who organized the Canadian Freedom Convoy, 57,000 trucks protesting the vaccine mandate, demanding an end to the vaccine mandates. Look, I'm the most anti vaccine. I'm not anti-vaccine, by the way. I'm anti this vaccine. Other vaccines are fine. Smallpox doesn't give you smallpox. Polio vaccine doesn't give you polio. But when you take the COVID vaccine, look how many people have COVID who are triple vaccinated. It's ridiculous, including your prime minister. What is the prime minister?
I was just going to say that, yeah.
Yeah, what was your prime minister's words? Didn't he say you're all racist and you're all terrible people and hateful? What did Justin Trudeau say about you?
We're racist, we're terrorists, and we're misogynistic, which means basically we would wish our wives to stay at home and be barefoot and pregnant and make us a sandwich.
And so my question is...
The wives are in the trucks with them.
Yeah. When we watch this from down below, your southern neighbors in the United States, we have seen such tyranny in Canada. Canada is like California and New York, which I think are both tyrannical states run by communist dictators, and everybody's got to be vaccinated or you can't go to a restaurant. I live in Las Vegas, where I go wherever I want unvaccinated. No one asks me a thing. No one cares. And so when we look at Canada, it seems like your state is hypnotized by liberal policies and everyone's gotten the vaccine. Obviously, with the outpouring of support and the truckers and the people in the streets, that's not true. Not everybody is walking in line for the vaccine in Canada, correct?
That's 100% correct. We're given fed, we're like a mushroom, kept in the dark and always fed, you know. So we got a television programming that everybody faithfully watches, and that's called the CBC, or the Criminal Broadcasting Corporation. Here in Canada, yeah. And they watch it like it's religion, and they pump it up, so they've got everybody so fearful, and they've exhausted the numbers, they've exaggerated them beyond amounts that you would think were even possible, until you see what happens when we come down the road, and you know that we are not, he also called us a minority fringe movement. 1.4 million people, just people alone on Saturday in Ottawa, it's kind of bigger than a minority fringe movement, and then the amount of support across Canada.
Pat, wait, I got to break in. You're telling me that in one day, in one city, your capital, Ottawa, on one day, Saturday, 1.4 million people came out in support of you in the streets?
That's right.
Wow, that's stunning.
You betcha.
That's stunning. And Canada's only a country of, what, 33 million people. 1.4 million in one city on one day came out to support you?
37 million people is the population of Canada, but you got to understand we had 57,000 trucks. That's two drivers sometimes on average, mostly one driver, but majority of them have two drivers and their wives and family members. And then you have Quebec. And Quebec alone brought about 500,000 of their own people over.
So let me ask you something. How are goods getting to market?
Quebec is the province inside of Canada that has actually got the worst mandates ever to the point that you cannot move anywhere in the province of Quebec without being vaxxed or wearing masks. Now we've successfully helped in influencing the Quebec province and their premier, François Legault, to drop what he wanted to implement was a vax tax. So if you're not vaccinated, you have to pay an increase.
Yeah,
tax.
They dropped that today, right?
Yeah, they just dropped it today.
Congratulations. Great. Pat, I love you. Great job. You're doing a fantastic job. You are on the side of God and the angels, my friend. You are showing everyone in America how it needs to be done. God bless the Canadian truckers and the Canadian Freedom Convoy. You can reach them, facebook.com/TheRealPatKing. Pat King started the Canadian Freedom Convoy. Thank you, my friend. Keep on trucking. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Look forward to talking to you again. Thanks, sir.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.